Video: Group of assailants beats, stabs man outside New York City bar. By Nick Gilbertson on April 29, 2022. Four assailants remain on the loose after the New York City Police Department, NYPD, said the group kicked, whipped, and stabbed a 46-year-old man outside a Queens bar this month. The incident occurred outside of El Pasillo Bar and Nightclub located on 103rd Street in Queens Corona neighborhood at about 3:45 a.m. on April 17, police said. The NYPD told Breitbart News via email that four men attempted to enter the club but were denied, leading to a dispute between the group and the club's management and security. A 46-year-old bystander then tried to intervene but was met with kicks from two members of the group, while another brandished a belt and proceeded to whip the victim, police said. A fourth suspect stabbed the 46-year-old three times before the crew fled the scene on foot, police said. The victim was conveyed to NYC Health and Hospitals Elmhurst in critical condition, though his condition has since stabilized, police said. Police said the club's bouncer, 22-year-old Pedro de la Cruz, fired a gunshot in the air in hopes of dispersing the crowd and was arrested days later on April 22, the New York Daily News reported. He was charged with criminal possession of a loaded firearm and criminal possession of a weapon. After first being held on a $250,000 bond or $25,000 cash bail, De La Cruz was released without bail following a court appearance Wednesday, the Daily News said. The incident comes as crime rates in New York City have climbed under the watch of Mayor Eric Adams. From January 1 through April 24, felony assaults have jumped 21.4% compared to the same period in 2021, the NYPD's crime statistics show. Similarly, misdemeanor assaults have increased 29.8%. Grand larceny is up 54%, and transit crime is up a staggering 65.3% over the same period compared to last year.